Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we've got Joe Hoft of Gateway Pundit with huge breaking news in Maricopa County. Delivered the ballots yesterday. Now the Clintons are trying to take control of it. He'll join us in about 6 minutes. I'm taking your calls. He'll leave us in 30 minutes. We'll go back to your calls again. Right now, let's go to 10 Stacks in Kansas. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Alex, I love you, man. You and your team, can't thank you guys enough for everything you do.
Hey, I love you, brother. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to mention the CFTC, the Commodities and Futures Trading Commission, and their collusion to suppress the commodities markets. There's a guy, his name is Chris Marcus. He's with Arcadia Economics. Be a great interview for you guys. He has evidence of collusion between the CFTC and the Treasury to suppress those markets, and I would love to see him on your show. I've been taking X2 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion pretty much since X2 came out, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion as well. I give them to my kids. Most of your products are phenomenal. I've got a couple of little kids. They can pretty much read, and they're not even in school yet.
The UN says 2 billion people have learning disabilities because they didn't have enough iodine. It's why they put bad halogen in the food and water, chlorine, bromine, all that. And they put the good one is taken out of it. So yeah, it's a big deal. X2 is a pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's an amazing product for everybody.
Yeah, just unbelievable. Bright eyed. They're so smart. Tell everybody about your show. Please, sir, please get Chris Marcus on your show. Send a reporter out. ArcadiaEconomics.com. Silver Squeeze. Love you.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I actually know that all those big federal agencies are controlled. It's called the President's Committee on Open Markets. They've got the Plunge Protection Team. They got several different teams since Reagan that kind of oversee all that stuff. But more and more now, it's totally rigged. You know, before they would intervene like once a year or something if there was a problem. Now it's every few hours. They're constantly rigging it, and it's a big bad problem. All right, let's go to Dan in Florida. Dan, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I tell you, I'm great because God is great overall, but, man, I'm just so pissed at the globalists right now.
Yeah, they're definitely out of control, brother. What's your view on the New World Order and local activism?
Well, so I took the time to try to educate all my family about the vaccine, and not in a partisan way, not in a conspiracy way, just with the real medical information and statistics, and only my mom and my girlfriend would listen to me. And then my mom got peer pressured into it by the other members of my family anyway. And my girlfriend's whole family got it too. And now I'm just terrified that, you know, they're all going to have all these problems in the coming years. And I'm just about ready to peacefully and lawfully kamikaze myself against the New World Order. I've been banned off YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. I don't have the resume or finances to run for office. And I just wanted to know from the man himself, AJ, Alex Jones, what can someone like me do? What can we do?
Brother, I just pray to God to open up that channel, but also spread the word about GatewayPundit.com, Infowars.com, what Tucker Carlson's doing. You just got to reach out to people and say, this is a fraud, this is a lie. We've got all these studies coming out. The vaccine doesn't protect you. I mean, they're pulling the vaccine all over the world, different forms of it. And then, you know, you've got all this coming out. Just listen, don't feel like you got to do it all yourself. And don't be mad at your family because they phrased it, oh, be heroes, you know, be selfless, protect others. But then ask them, okay, they're saying it doesn't protect you now. And then they're saying things still stay closed. You know, they bought in to the year of lockdown. So, you know, it takes time to turn things around. So just because they're not awake now, brother, don't be down. They're going to wake up later, Dan.
I hope so. I just wanted to say real quick. On your store, I've never heard you mention this product. You have a essential oil diffuser.
Yes, they're awesome.
Great. It doesn't create a fog. It just gives you the smell. And it's only $15. Everybody needs to go on there and get that right now.
No, you're right. We cut that deal like 5 years ago. We only make like $5 on it. We sell a lot of those. The essential oil diffusers, Emmerich's Essentials, all of it. Yeah, it's the Aromasphere Essential Oil Diffuser, $15. 100% reviews, InfoWarsStore.com. That's a great product to actually plug. Thank you so much. All right, more calls coming up. But first, Joe Hoff, GatewayPundit.com, back in 60 seconds.
170 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons, and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass-produced it again in the highest quality HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to. I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
One of my heroes, Joe Hoff, joining us, a big corporate executive, a patriot, a corporate fraud investigator, and the brother of Jim Hoff, the GatewayPundit.com, drafted the last few years into the wars for humanity, back in the USA from Asia, the GatewayPundit.com. And there was one person I thought of when I saw this big breaking development in the last 24 hours. It was him. And so thanks for joining us. You got two segments. Try to give you the floor. Maricopa County, delivering ballots, equipment for audit. That was yesterday. Arizona Republicans to begin auditing 2020 ballots in effort to undermine election results. So is the Guardian. First time they're actually able to actually do an audit anywhere. And breaking, look at this evil creature, exclusive, Hillary's attorney, Mark Ellis, inserts himself into Arizona Senate audit of Maricopa County. Joining us is Joe Hoff to break that down. Thank you so much, sir.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's an absolute thrill to be here with you. I'm so impressed with all that you've done lately, especially down at the border. So well done, and very happy to be here.
Well, you guys are the tip of the spear, but nobody does research like you. What? Not just this, a bunch of cases. Things are moving forward. They're really scared. What's happening?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, in Arizona, the big news is right now, it just started, my understanding is 8 minutes ago, a court case in Arizona, and it's involving the Democrats and their attempt again to try to stop the audit of the results in Maricopa County. And they've been doing this for months, Alex, as you know. And so last night, as like you mentioned, they just delivered all the machines and all the ballots to the auditorium where they're going to do this recount. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors is really a group of individuals that are real pieces of work. It's mostly Republicans, and that doesn't seem to matter in this case. These individuals are hell bent on preventing anybody.
Well, sure, it's just like Georgia. It's Democrats posing as Republicans. Yeah.
That's right, and it's disgusting. And the things that they've done is disgusting, even leading up to this. But last night, at the last minute, which is no surprise, this is what they do, they filed a court case and asking for an emergency injunction right now to try to stop this vote.
And if they have nothing to hide, why have they fought for 3 months, 4 months, tooth and nail to stop this?
Isn't it, Alex? I mean, it's so obvious. And I guess maybe the good news is, and Jim and I were talking about this last night, was just the fact that there's so much pushback. There has got to be something there. They're not, for example, there's something going on in New Hampshire right now. A lot of people don't know about it, but they've called for a recount in one of their areas of the state. And the Democrats there are sitting back. They don't seem to be too concerned about it. But the Democrats in Arizona are going crazy. And so the numerous things that have occurred, really, we just go back to months ago when the Senate, being pressured by individuals from the state, and Americans, patriots, deplorables, whatever you want to call them, demanded that there be a recount, or not just a recount, but a forensic audit of the ballots in Arizona. And this group of people turned into an army, and they bombarded the Republican Senate with...
That's right. For those that don't know, this has been going on before Biden even got in on January 20th. I mean, this has been a huge knockdown, drag-out fight.
Yep, and so they demanded that there be a valid audit of the results in that in Maricopa County. And why is Maricopa so significant? Well, our understanding is like the fourth largest county in the U.S. It had 2.1 million votes this last election. Joe Biden won the county, and he's the first Democrat to do so since Harry Truman, you know, 80 years ago or whatever. Also, the state went Democrat for the first time for maybe 40
years.
Sure, so
this is where the fraud went on to put him over the top. We have all the answers.
Absolutely. I mean, and Maricopa is 60% of their total population down there. So it's key. And so the Senate... decided, yeah, we'll go ahead with an audit. And then the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors sued him. It says, you know, wanted that, no, you cannot do it. Here's what their argument was, Alex. They said that, the law says that we have to keep the votes sealed or the ballots sealed after the election. So if we gave them to you to do an audit, they'd have to be unsealed and we'd break the law, so we can't do this. And that was their argument to stop.
But as you know, election officials have the power to unseal. They just meant the general public.
Absolutely. So what happened eventually is the Senate passed a bill, made it retroactive to the beginning of 2020 so that they would have that ability to go in and look at those ballots and make those laws like the ones that the Democrats were trying to use to prevent the audit.
This is exciting because the way they're acting is so guilty. So what's going to happen?
So then,
keep going with the history. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So what happened is the Senate passed their bill, and then the judge almost immediately after that decided on the court case and said that, hey, no, you cannot prevent the Senate from doing this audit. So then what the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors did was they said, okay, well, we'll do an audit, but we're going to select the auditors. And they said, but we're going to demand that the auditors are these approved government auditors. And so there's only two firms that can do that. And to me, they both they knew that these firms would come in and give them a pass them on a bill of health. This is the same group that came in and voted or reviewed the Dominion voting machines before the election. So what we found from that was that these firms were not certified at the time that the Board of Supervisors said they were. Their certification had lapsed. And so when we wrote that...
Uncertified groups certified it before, and now they're about to certify their work again. Total conflict of interest, plus they weren't certified.
Yeah, absolutely. And then what happened was within 4 hours, this government agency in D.C. said, we've now certified them. So we're doing a FOIA to try to get the information. What information did you look at to certify these two entities?
Well, just, you retroactively certify anyways?
Yeah, it's so that was a joke. And then the audits themselves were a joke. We saw all sorts of things. We had people down there, you know, looking at this and sharing this information with us. One thing they did is they changed one of the lines coming into the center to basically FU. And because they knew that there were some guys outside reviewing the traffic coming in and out of there. So that's the kind of people that they
extreme gang-like arrogance.
Isn't it? And then they, then of course their results were after I don't know how many dollars of Maricopa County's money for $50,000 or more. They said, "Oh yeah, no problem here. The results were fine." They didn't look at hardly any ballots. They reviewed a few machines and came to that conclusion. So being a former auditor, this was atrocious, and that's why the Senate pushed forward with their efforts to get a real audit in Maricopa.
All right, one more segment with Joe Hoff, gracious to join us on short notice. Where does it go from here? What's the next scam they're going to pull, if you can look into that crystal ball? And what are other hot spots around the country as we move forward exposing fraud, which they call voter disenfranchisement? Yeah, right. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Hoff is our guest, GatewayPundit.com, TheGatewayPundit.com, amazing site, as you all know. And we're with Infowars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video. Only way the dog hunts is you share the videos. Back in a few minutes with Joe Hoff and exclusive information.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We were told, going back in the days following the fiasco that was the so-called 2020 election, that you do not question elections or you are evil. But the Democrats said they were going to question the election no matter what. But then I personally traveled all over the country, Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, you name it, and witnessed it for myself. And I had experts on from everywhere. And we all saw the footage of the ballot stuffing and pulling them out from underneath the counter in Georgia. Witnesses in Pennsylvania for the Postal Service with truckloads full of the same filled out systems that would have been printed by a machine. I mean, this was smoking gum. We were told, do not say there's a fraud. Do not question it. And the courts would never look at the evidence. They would just say, we're not going to look at it. But finally, in Maricopa County, the fourth most populous county in the U.S., finally, after months and months of battles, we're getting there, but in swoops. Hillary Clinton's lawyer, who we know set stuff up in Georgia. So, continuing in the 8-9 minutes we have left, Joe Hoff of GatewayPundit.com, telling us what else is coming next and how you think they're going to strike back in this epic battle and what we can do.
Well, it's going to be interesting what happens here. First of all, just today, right now, to see if the court, you know, what judge sees this case. Unfortunately, that's where we are in America. We don't have judges that are fair and honest. We have Obama judges and judges that are fair and honest. So this court case is in front of the state. So it may, if it gets passed up by the state, then there's thoughts that they will move it to the federal level. So, we don't know what's going to happen there. I'm hoping that it gets thrown out. The couple things in the court case that I noticed, one is that what they're doing basically is they're saying, oh, this isn't right because the audit team is biased. And it's kind of rich because the individuals that are, you know, that are pushing this is certainly Elias is behind it. But then some attorneys from Arizona, one attorney who represented the Democrat Secretary of State when she won the election in 2018, and she's still there. And she's a George Soros girl. And so the fact that she's tied to this attorney who's behind this case against this audit is very alarming. And I would say a conflict of interest for both. So I hope that's an argument that's raised by the legal team there. Why is this girl involved in this audit when she's worked for our Democrat Secretary of State? What connection do they have?
Well, exactly. The whole process is political. You know, whatever we find will have to be presented to the Senate. We're not going to bring up fraud. They don't want this audited. That is extremely guilty behavior. And we already saw the anomalies in Maricopa County.
Yeah, and so that's one of their beefs, and then which is totally projection onto the individuals who are doing this audit. And here's what supersedes that argument is the fact that they've got so much transparency in this audit right now. Right now on my screen, I've got the video coverage. It's at azaudit.org. Anybody can go there 24 hours a day. They are going to videotape this Coliseum. So you're going to be able to see everything that's going on in there. I got to tell you, Alex, as you know, I was an international audit. I traveled the world. I've done audits everywhere, it seems like. I shouldn't say everywhere, but around the world, almost in every continent but Antarctica. And I have never been filmed while performing an audit. So this is a very gracious, if not world-class, first-class.
This has extreme transparency.
Isn't it? You can't make it any more than that. The other concern they had was in the chain of custody, which is atrocious because as soon as the Senate won their case in the courts, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors threw all the ballots on a semi-truck and had it take off and said, okay, where do you want us to drop
these? That's right. They've been disappearing the evidence into black holes.
And so then the Senate's like, what's going on? We don't even know where we're gonna put it. So then they went back apparently and dropped the ballots back off where they were at. That whole situation is a total. It should have been people should have been arrested over that. That was so egregious. So anyways, that's for them again to be complaining about chain of custody. Here's what happened yesterday though. When they got the ballots and they were loaded onto the trucks, there happened to be news people there, and they filmed the whole, you know, the whole transition of these semis to this auditorium. It was also police were leading the way. So there's not a problem with the chain of custody up to this point in this audit. And quite frankly, after this, the audit's done, moving them back is a serious issue and exercise, but it's not as important as it was in the way that they got here. So they got all the ballots, they've got them fenced in on the floor of this massive auditorium, and that now they have people there, and it's well controlled just from looking at it. It's amazing. There it is. And so they have a system and a process, and what they're going to do, my understanding is they're going to look at all.
They are so scared. The system is so scared.
And the thing that's really scary, I think, the person who scared him the most is Jevon Pulitzer, who said that he can, looks like he was in that last picture that he had. He's kind of lacking some hair on the top. The one before that, see that? The guy in the green? That almost looks like Pulitzer right there. But anyways, he says he has the ability to look at every single piece of paper and determine whether that ballot is valid or not based upon what the
full. And we get one state, we prove it. Like dominoes, yep. It all falls.
Yep, that's right. And that's why the Dems are freaking out. And so, so far, it looks like they're moving ahead, which is great news. We hope that it doesn't get stopped right now or over the weekend. I think the more, maybe they can be much faster than what they're estimating. I certainly hope so. And then Pulitzer will look at all these images that they scan into a machine, and then they can determine from that exercise if these are valid ballots or not.
Well, remember, in a few counties they spot-checked, and Trump gained massive votes back in Georgia. I mean, everywhere we look, it's ridiculous what they've done.
Isn't it? Yeah, and so, and especially with the absentee ballots this year, there's a lot of thought, and I just did a report, so you mentioned other states this morning, the Secretary of State, a Republican, the only Republican in statewide office in Nevada, came out a couple days ago and said, oh, everything's fine here, we just did an audit. So I looked at that, and I said, and I can see it was just a very cursory review, it wasn't a full audit. She looked at this list of items that this, four boxes of items that this group sent to her.
Well, it's like a review of the Wuhan lab. They spent 3 hours there and had coffee.
Yeah, she spent 125 hours, she says, and that sounds impressive, but doing audits around the world, you're going to do about 400 hours on an average audit. So it was a cursory review, and then throughout it, she said, well, things like, well, we looked at this, there was another 18,000, but we passed on them because we just don't think they're going to be an issue, and things like that. So it was atrocious, and she didn't address the most important thing, which probably occurred in Arizona as well, is that there was absentee ballots that were sent in, and the signatures in Nevada, you might recall, were not reviewed. And so that was a big beef. How do we know that the person whoever name it is signed this thing?
Once you've done that, I don't even get how auditors are supposed to fix that.
I mean, and here's what they did in Nevada as well. They mailed everybody a ballot. So, you know, that's going on there. There's issues in Georgia. I just put a post up about it.
Sure, it's designed for fraud. You got to join us again. Yep. But gut level, yep. Is coming or who knows?
Well, after the 2020 election, it's hard to say that because, you know, we were so disappointed there. I thought there'd be challenges by the Democrats, but I thought after 3 weeks it'd be over and Trump would win. So it's causing me to hesitate here. It really depends a lot on this court case and what the judge does down there. If he gets up on it, then what we're going to see is Black Lives Matter and Antifa. That's probably their next.
Exactly. The left will call those in. Joe Hoff, TheGatewayPundit.com. Thank you so much. God bless you. Great report.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 Worldwide, 1776 Worldwide, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Think nothing of the kind. There is no true escape.
No true escape.
It's watching all the time. It's Elemento. Its sight is clean. It is perpetual. It keeps the country free. The Great Awakening is here. That's why the forces of evil are so scared. Friday Live. And I'll just tell you, in the last 24 hours, I've crossed the bridge spiritually. I've hit a whole new level. I'm going to have to take off a while. And just I may not even be here next week. I have been hit by the megaton. A lot of big changes are happening. A lot of big things are unfolding. And I really appreciate all you and everything that's going on, but I'm going to have to reassess everything that's going on because a lot of good's about to happen. A lot of bad's going to happen first. And this is definitely spiritual. Everybody knows it. So I know you're feeling it. I'm feeling it too. But we do need to fund ourselves. And so everything I sell is high quality. Swearable Foods, 10% off. You wanted that deal. I twist their arm again. That big sale at preparewithalex.com is going. High quality swearable food to go into the future and prepare yourself. VasoBeats is a concentrated, patented system of concentrate of beats that's good for your cardiovascular system. It produces nitrous oxide in your blood. And if you look at what all that does, it's incredible. It's been a great seller. Haven't been able to get it because of the shutdowns. It's back in stock. It arrived in an 18-wheeler made here in America yesterday, and it funds the InfoWars. So whether you gave us a pure donation, it'd be worth it. But this, you get a great product in the process. 50% off VasoBeats, InfoWarsStore.com. Look at this. Look at this Hillary lawyer that ran Georgia and ran Pennsylvania. And I'm not a mean person. But people that aren't spiritually awake, you look at that face. It's not that he's fat. I'm fat. Not that he's bald. I'm pretty much bald. It's that look at the satisfaction. He has like he's on heroin. I'm not saying he's physically on heroin. That's what Satanists are like, though. He is constantly satisfied that he's a leader, that he's in charge, that he's deceiving, that he can overcome. And that's who's trying to steal your election right now, in my opinion. Look at that. It's like his spirit. Look, he's making the same face right there. It's hung on a meat hook. Just thank God, no matter what color your skin is, old, young, black, white, thank God you're not that person, son. Because across the void and time and space, I love all of you. He does not love you. And it's a form of Satanism we even talk about him. In fact, it's a sin. And I pray to God every day to try to purify me and sanctify me and help me transcend. Because I don't know how I expose these people without not focusing on them. And I metaphysically know that it's actually an act of evil to even show you him. And even talk about him. Oh, my God. Help us, please. But this is the test, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, put Brian Stelter up. Let's look at it. And let's thank our lucky stars every day that we're not with that person. Because if you're awake, you have a soul. Like, you know that's a real person. We already know all this. We got to follow it. I can walk down the street. There's a black person. He's got a soul. There's a white woman, she's got a soul. There's a Hispanic, he's got a soul. Whoa, there's Brian Stelter, man. I'm jumping up against a wall to get away from that. Because he's been someplace we don't want to be. And he's so blind. He doesn't even know what he looks like because he ain't human, folks. Oh, that suit he's wearing, that blood suit, that body bag. That earth suit, that grew in some woman's uterus. But that ain't no human, ladies and gentlemen. That ain't from around here. That's a nasty, nasty creature right there, boy. That's the enemy right there. In fact, my whole broadcast forever should just be that picture. Nothing else said. You can study that for a trillion years. You want to be locked up with that in a cell for eternity? You better get Jesus in real fast. Because I'm telling you, that is the enemy's main soldier. That thing I've been fighting my whole life. You've been fighting your whole life too. He comes in black, he comes in white, he comes in brown. He's the same damn thing though. That's a selfish, look at that, every photo. I mean, every photo is it laughing at you and your family. It's going to get you. There ain't nothing you can do except finally rejecting. And
It's all the same dude, man. I fought him a thousand times. I fought him so many damn times, I can't even remember all the times. It's always it. Same one over and over again. Crawl up out of that hole. And we just keep letting it piss on us. We just keep letting it run us. Whatever the hell it is, whatever it came from, it ain't good. And I just hope to do my job here and move on to the next level where I ain't ever got to look at a Brian Stelter again. Because it's not an elitism that I hate him. It's not elitist that you don't want to, like, stand over a dead horse in the highway that's got maggots all over it and have sex with it. I'm not elitist. I'm not rejecting Brian Stelter. He has rejected us. The maggots crawling over his soul are a trillion times more beautiful than what he is. And I simply ask God, and I never pray, and ask for something. Oh, I pray all the time, but I never ask for anything. But I think I'll once say this prayer and beg sweet Jesus to get me as far away from that thing as Jesus can get me. But I'm not going to lie. I've actually prayed a lot for something. I've asked God to protect my children. And I've asked God to keep them out of the system. And God told me, God said, listen, your children have free will. Did you hear that? The creator of the universe will not protect my children. God Almighty. And not because God doesn't love my children or love your children, but because God, take it down, take it off the screen. That's even prettier than him. Because God will not take your free will. I remember about 5 years ago on my knees in the middle of the night to God. I said, God, I don't care about myself. Just protect my children. And God told me, he said, your children have free will, Jones. That's up to them. You better spend some time with them and get them close to Jesus. And you know what I did? My children are still okay. But, you know, I'm not up here on some power trip or on some high horse above you telling you what you need to do. I'm here with you in the middle of this hell. And I'm just trying to figure out how to get the hell out of it. And I don't feel like I'm getting ahead when I see some poor white trash dying or some poor black person dying. You think I feel big like George Soros does or Bill Gates when he looks down on you and you're in your neighborhood and you're fallen and you're failed? That makes him feel big. I'm not like him. And I know you're not like him either. All right, we'll come back and take 6-7 calls in the final segment. A special guest host is taking over in the fourth hour. But I got to tell you right now, the big change is here. The energy of the entire planet is changing right now. And that's why evil's so scared and making its move right now. Because the devil sends the beast with wrath because he knows his time is short. Woe to you of earth and sea.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
See, for the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I left alone.
All right, let's get your phone calls in ahead of a great guest host coming up. Let's talk to Brandon in the great state of Michigan. What a green jewel in our republic that will be reborn when the republic is reborn. Brandon, go ahead.
Brother, thank you so much. I'm in the fight with you for life, and I want to thank you so much for the stickers and the ad segment and let everyone know that you're a man of your word. You actually sent me 6,000 stickers. Don't ask me how I know. I may or may not have counted.
I don't remember what that was. I think I did like a deal where I said I'll send everybody stickers or whatever, but good job. I see the stickers all over the place.
Brother, I'm going to use every single one wisely. So I want to tell you what I believe is the greatest threat to our mankind, and that is this Bill Gates-funded military operational geoengineering solar radiation management program known as chemtrails. Now, the health effects on this alone are enough to make you concerned. Alzheimer's, dementia, allergies.
Well, sure, it poisons us in the dirt on the ground while blocking out the sun of the plants. But you heard Secretary of Climate Change, John Kerry, said carbon must be banned on Earth. That's like, that's the Earth, folks. It's like you can't make this up.
Yeah, he's such a joke. And, You know, it's crazy is the climate change is actually real, but it's not in the way that they're telling us. It's not carbon. It's these psychopaths spraying this constant bombardment in the sky above.
No, exactly. They're causing the problems and offering the solution, always the same.
Yeah, and the facts are there.
And now they want to leer at us while they do it.
Yeah, they want to grovel in our face. Brennan comes on the TV and says, oh, yeah, we might do this with balloons. Are you kidding me? You've been doing it for 50 or 60 years. So, yeah, I mean, there's tons of facts out there that you should look into. I actually work with Dane Wingington of geoengineeringwatch.org, and there is so much alarming information, guys. I mean, Dane says...
Yeah, let's get him on. I think he's been on the show many years ago. It's all out in the open now. God bless you, Brandon. We're going to hurry here. It's all these great callers. Emerson in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I've been trying to talk to you for a long time now. I've been listening to the show a lot. I want to talk to you about how teenagers are so easily influenced by politics and social media, and it's teaching them all these crazy, extreme, you know, thoughts about how the world works, how their life is going to go. But it's crazy because a lot of it, it's completely wrong. Like, you know, it's just, it's so easy to
I did not hang up on you, Emerson. I appreciate your call. Yes, they're brainwashing our youth because the youth have the potentiality of the universe. And so we're getting God's transmission. So they want to disease that to make sure that the transmission doesn't go off. Because God activates your potential. The enemy wants to subvert your potential. But here's the big secret about the Holy Spirit. You don't need to know how to defeat Satan. You're like a plant. Open up to Jesus. Open up to Christ. Open up to the Holy Spirit. And say, I want to be good. I won't use this power for evil. I love you. God will judge your heart. And instantly, the event will begin. So that's it. You've just got to receive the program. If you receive the Christ energy... You're not going to get it from a church. You're not going to get it from some guru. You're going to get it from God. It will happen. You have to open the channel up. And believe me, there's nothing like it you've ever experienced. If you only knew. All these fools that serve Satan have no idea what they're missing. I was blessed in that God guided me so that I would be tested and experience things others, a lot of folks, could not withstand. I don't say I'm on a power trip. It's true, though. So that then I could understand the larger visions. Because you can't get this stuff without being tortured, basically. And that's at this level. And I have been tortured, which has been a blessing. I appreciate all the people that did this to me. I'm not a sadomasochist. I don't like pain. But in hindsight, the gate was opened by that. And so only by knowing evil can I know good. And so that's the mysteries. You can call it whatever you want, but just stop worrying about the fact you're not rich. Stop worrying about the fact that who cares? Your relationship with God is what matters. And if you can look at a sunset and see beauty, and if you can look at an old woman and see her beautiful wrinkled face, and see all that she's been through and who she was and who she'll ever be. If you can see that, the beauty of an old dead tree, the beauty of a pelican, the beauty of lightning at the night, the beauty of the stars, the beauty of garbage on the side of the road, God has beauty in everything. Everything's art. If you experience that beauty, you are transcending Satan. There is no garbage. Every one of you was made in the mind of God, who already foresaw your free will and saw the pain you would go through free will, but wanted to have communion with you. Communion. 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 Coming together. Congress. God's waiting right now for you. You won't find it in the churches. You're going to find it by calling out to God and God is real, and God will blow your enemies away. But you have to take it in your hands. It's as real as death and life itself. All right, I'm almost out of time. I got a special guest coming up. I got to go to these calls. Let's talk to Matt in Ohio. Matt, we love you. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
How's it going, Mr. Jones?
I mean, the big stuff's going down, brother. I can feel the disturbance in the force, as they say.
Amen, brother. Before I get to my point, it'll be quick because I know you got calls waiting. You know the Lana Del Rey that you was playing the other day? You know that she's actually involved in witchcraft?
Oh, I know. I heard that she burned a Bible.
Yeah, she actually has been quoted as saying that she actually...
But she didn't burn a Bible. That wasn't true. I don't even... That's the thing. That's the Pharisees. It's all a lie.
Yeah.
It's all a lie. It doesn't matter. What matters is what we resonate with and what comes out of it. Obviously, you got these puritanical churches that don't do anything that could be looked satanic, but all they do is sell Satanism. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, but she actually did say that she actually did.
I'll take the first 5 minutes. I'll take the first 5 minutes of next hour. We had a guest that was coming up, but I want you to have a chance. You know, I play Stairway to Heaven. You know, they played that backwards and said that I love Sweet Satan.
Careful, like you said, though, but what I was...
But, you know, I met Robert Plant, and he cried, and basically he said, that's not what I wrote that song about. It's about transcending Satan. That's why they said it was Satanism. No, but see, that's what I'm telling you is, it isn't about what they claim it is. It's what you receive from it. If God's so real and God's so powerful, if the woman we played a clip from has had her own problems, we're going to... Now she makes songs about chemtrails and Satanism being bad, and now she loves Jesus. Have you heard a new album? Why couldn't we get her to join us? Why do we have to sit there and claim that she's dirty and bad? Why did Jesus go hang out with Mary Magdalene and the tax collectors and the killers? Because that's who he wants. Not the Pharisees up on the mountaintop telling you how holy and how perfect they were, brother. You understand what I'm saying?
You're right. I've not heard her new album yet. I have to probably go listen to it. I just know.
Well, brother, let's get one thing straight. I'm not the end-all be-all of holiness. I never claimed it. I'm as wicked as they come. But I know Jesus is God, and I submit to God. You understand that? But if you ever try to judge me and what I say by who I am, you would be on your knees to Satan. Now do you understand?
I agree 100%.
Jesus Christ is the Son of God. God is God. Satan is a failure. I am failed. I was born of a failed fallen earth. If you try to look at me or someone else reaching out to God and then judge God by how we're reaching out and our failure, you yourself have become the accuser and an agent of Satan. And I'm not saying you're an agent of Satan. I appreciate your call. We're born of the earth. A Congress of God and the devil. And we are here to choose our fate. The fact that we are of the devil does not govern who we will become. I am of the devil, but I choose Christ. Do not count the fact that I am of the earth and fallen as my free will to choose Christ. Get behind me, Satan.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.